The views and opinions expressed by John and DJ do not reflect those of any intelligent or rational human being and are solely the property of the Brightside Chat.
This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
Hey, welcome back to the Bright Side. This is the Week in Comics. What else could we title it but the Snyder Cut? This is the Bright Side, the Snyder Cut. Big news broke yesterday. We get into that first and foremost, but so much news today. Very news heavy. We discuss CW and the Arrowverse. Disney Plus has a new series coming out. Batwoman news and Ruby Rose. I'm sure you've heard that. We discussed that. Emily Blunt and The Rock. Timothy Oliphant. Jimmy Smits. Obviously Snyder Cut. Umbrella Academy. We got some tweets coming in. Lots of fun. Lots of comic book conversation. Let's get into the store. Hey, John, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, man. How are you?
I'm great now that I'm in an active state, a state that has shopping, a state that I can walk into your fine establishment and make purchases.
I read the 9,700-page PowerPoint presentation that was out about opening Massachusetts. And it doesn't seem like you're going to open anytime before July. So
I'm hoping Friendly Neighborhood will be able to open next week for a curbside.
For curbside, yeah, that's what it looked like. But it said
they're not
it
open
said
this
3 weeks
week.
Between every phase at a minimum. And it's like phase three was when it looked like, you know, most things would be open. So, yeah, you guys are going to be a while.
It's very, very frustrating.
I'm sure.
For business owners, and that's all I have to say about that.
No, I know. I was looking it over, and I was like, I stopped. I really gave up after a couple of pages, but
yeah,
I saw the timeline thing, and I was like, oh geez.
Yeah, exactly. Let's change the subject quickly. I would like to, as some great news breaking today, apparently we are getting the Snyder Cut.
Yeah, well, that's the big I had a bunch of news stories, but like,
I know
there's two giant
we'll
elephants in the room today. And
what's the other one? Because I haven't been on social media a ton. I've been pretty busy. I know the Snyder Cut. What else we got?
Well, you know it. Let's talk about this one first, and then
we'll
get to the other one. Yeah, so I have to eat my words a little bit on this one, because I was pretty adamant about stating publicly that we were never going to see the Snyder Cut. And I honestly can't believe that they're doing this. I really can't believe this is going to happen. But yeah, we'll see. Pretty exciting. You know, it's a double-edged sword for Warner Brothers, right? Because they finally kind of lived down the Justice League debacle.
Right.
And this can go one of two ways, right? Like,
well, I don't think it's a coincidence that we just put out our Batman v Superman episode on Monday, and this comes down today.
That's true.
They probably heard us saying how, you know, the expanded edition, it added a little bit, but it would have been so much more had we been getting the Snyder Cut. And this is where, as I tweeted just moments ago, replying to one of our followers, Derek, my hopes, my dreams, my wishes for this. So it's obviously going exclusively to HBO Max. That's
right.
What they're saying right now, right?
Yeah.
What if?
As either a 4 hour plus movie or a 6 episode season.
We could get that, but now my next is, what if we get the rest of it? Like, they expand on it after the fact with more HBO Max, like you said, like a season. Like, what if they turn it into a 10 episode and they add on what we would have gotten in later movies?
Well, I mean, I think
I'm hoping and dreaming here. I'm like looking.
Well, that involves a lot more contract negotiation, you know, with Henry Cavill and things like that. So I don't know where they're at with that. you know, because as it stands right now, there's very little retooling that's going to have to be done by any of the original actors. You know, they may have to come in and do some additional voiceover, it said, but they're not going to be shooting any new scenes. So to go further than this, and I'm not saying I wouldn't be for it either, because I would love it, but like, I don't know if we're at that stage in negotiations with any of these people to go.
I would say the only actor that's an issue is Affleck.
Well, Cavill, I mean, he's pretty heavily tied to The Witcher at this point.
Right, but we have been hearing rumors that he is coming back. There's rumors that, they're in the middle of negotiations. There's all sorts of rumors surrounding him being active with DC. But there aren't any, I mean, there's nothing with, I mean, it's just Affleck is done.
Right.
So any kind of Batman moving on from here in as with Affleck attached to it is, you know, pretty much slim and none, right. I would imagine.
Well, I would imagine, too, because he's gone on record saying that he, you know, didn't want to have anything else to do with it. So, but, you know, again, Daniel Craig said the same thing about James Bond, and then they backed the money truck up to his house, and all of a sudden he did more James Bond. So, you know.
That damn money truck, yeah, it gets you every time.
It does. So
I've never seen one.
I haven't either. I keep looking for it. I'm hoping that it doesn't even have to back up on my truck. It just needs to hit a pothole on my street or something, you know. And just be like one of those cartoon trucks that just has coins coming out of the back as it's driving down the road.
Right, and you'll get run over because you didn't realize it was a convoy.
Exactly.
That's your kind of luck. I got money. Yeah.
But you know, going back to what I was originally going to say, and you know, of course, none of us hope for this, but you know, now they're going to sink $20 to $30 million more into putting this thing out, and what if it still sucks? You know what I mean? It's like. That's where it's like it's kind of like a double-edged sword for Warner Brothers, because if they I don't want to say they buckled to fan pressure, but they more or less did, right? I mean, this was
that's great,
you know, for the fans, and then they put out something and it's not successful, and now they've got egg on their face again. So I would like,
well,
to
they
think
could always
that
just
seen,
say, we told you so.
Yeah. And we spent $30 million to tell you again.
Right.
You know, obviously they've seen the screeners of this and they have an idea of what they're working with. So I would like to think that they wouldn't put it out if they weren't relatively sure they were going to be happy with it. But, you know, they were relatively happy with what they put out in the theaters, I would imagine. Otherwise, they wouldn't have done it. So it's not always the best judge of a thing.
Well,
so
I like your idea of that it's coming. It just says 2021 HBO Max. It doesn't even say, or I haven't read anything. Like I said, I haven't been online a lot today, so I haven't really delved into it a lot. But I like your idea. Instead of it being a movie, they release it in an episodic type
format. Well, I'd like to take credit for that, but it wasn't my idea.
Did you read that online?
Yeah, I did.
Did you read that they're doing that, or is it speculation?
No, this was a statement from Zach and Deborah Snyder, I guess. They were talking about it, and they were saying that it's either going to be like a 4 to 4.5 hour director's cut in one film, or they're talking about expanding a little bit more and breaking it up into like an episodic, you know, five to six episode arc, you know. And if you're looking at, you know, 40 to 45 minute episodes times six, I don't know what that is, but you can end up in the 4.5 to 5 hour range probably.
Right.
So, yeah, that's, it's very exciting. I think I'm really looking forward to it. I was just reading, you know, Ray Fisher, Jason Momoa, Henry Cavill have all tweeted out their support for this. The only one who's been strangely silent, and I really thought we would hear from,
Gal Gadot?
Is Joss Whedon. He's got to be super excited that the Snyder Cut is coming out. Because, you know, now they can completely invalidate all the time and work he put into working on the Justice League. It occurred to me when I was reading this today that I have literally not heard that man's name since this movie came out. Like,
right.
He hasn't directed anything. He hasn't written anything. He like hasn't crawled out of his hole. He was probably just getting ready to come out, and then he came out today and got smacked on the head with this news, and he crawled right back down into his hole again. So I kind of feel bad for Joss because I like some of the stuff he's done. Big fan of Buffy. I love Firefly. So kind of sucks to be him these days, but.
Well, I mean, he did what he could.
Yeah.
And I've heard people. I don't want to get into all the negatives.
You know, as long as we don't see Mustache Gate, and you know, long as we don't see anything like that in this cut, because again, this will now, like that other movie,
there's
ceases,
no excuses.
It really
now.
Ceases to exist, right? Like who's ever going to go back to that movie once we get this movie. I just can't imagine anybody's going to be cracking out that old Justice League DVD and saying, oh, this is the one I got to have. So,
well, you'll do it for comparison's sake.
Maybe.
But yeah.
It was kind of like we were talking last week about watching only the extended edition of BVS right. from now on. It's like, this is all you're going to watch. What's going to be very interesting, though, is now we're going to see kind of who added what to...
What do you mean?
Well, who was responsible for which parts of that Justice League movie? You know, because the things we don't see in the Snyder Cut are all going to be the stuff that Joss Whedon added. Because, you know, as it stands right now, you don't know who's responsible for what parts of that movie.
Right.
And, you know, now we're going to
find out.
Yeah, we're definitely going to find out. I mean, and you can kind of tell because they have different voices, you know. Joss Whedon's got a very different tone and voice than Zack Snyder has. So you can kind of tell already if you watch it and compare it to like Man of Steel or BVS. But like I say, yeah, I'm going to be interested to see what his hero's journey was because the statement that he put out was, you know, pretty interesting. You know, we talked last week about BVS, how, you know, we didn't think, or at least I didn't think that a lot of the characters acted consistently with their comic book counterparts. And
right.
According to this, like this was the big come full circle movie that was going to bring all these characters into focus and more aligned with what we expected of them. So, I mean, I'm really interested to see what happens with this.
Yeah, along the lines of Affleck. What I was saying earlier is there was a rumor that he wasn't supposed to survive this.
Right.
Batman, there was a... Now, I don't know if that's part of the Snyder Cut or just a rumor that was in... And they very well may bring that back.
Well, there was a lot of leaked
story...
Because
that would wrap things up.
Story ideas after this first came out. We started talking about the Snyder Cut and... Everybody says, well, this is what we were going to get. And yeah, that was part of it, that Batman wasn't supposed to survive. And he may not. You know, we'll have to see.
Right.
But again, one thing it'll do is bring back, kind of, again, like we talked about the other day with BVS, is the relevance of all of that stuff that we saw now that we didn't think was relevant at all. Because, you know, we're definitely going to have Darkseid. We're definitely going to have... Apocalypse and all that stuff
right.
in this. So.
And does, as we said on Monday, like I said, I don't think it's a coincidence that our podcast came out on Monday and we get this news today.
It can't be.
Could this Snyder Cut validate BVS?
Yeah. Well, I think
it
does.
And all of that stuff. Because we said that the other day when we were like, if we got the rest of the movies, like Justice League and more, do we look back on BVS and think, oh, wow, this part means that much more and this and right. makes it that much more of a grand movie? And it, I mean, we're going to now in 2021, we're going to have a BVS that's 3 hours long and a 7 hours of movie.
Right.
You know, that's a lot.
Well, it's like an Endgame, right? Infinity War Endgame type of thing.
Plus.
Yeah, plus. Yeah.
So that idea, like you said, that if they put this out in an episodic fashion, how much more do they get out of this by instituting a ready room type situation with Zack Snyder.
Snack Snyder.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Where right. we get explanations, we get a behind the scenes on this, what these things meant. There's so many possibilities that they could do with this. to really, I wouldn't say quench the thirst of the fans, but something like that. You know what I mean? I mean, people want more information.
Right.
And if you could do episodic with followed by a ready room type situation, how cool would that be? And, you know, a lot of times people would see a scene or see an episode, maybe they would, you know, without explanation, they'd be like, I don't get it. But if you have Zack Snyder sitting there explaining it to you, but that is so cool. That is, right. Or maybe you don't like what he's thinking, but at least you would know.
Right. Well, I mean, again, just a word of caution for everybody is that, you know, Zack Snyder was solely responsible for Man of Steel and BVS, and there's still a giant chunk of people that weren't happy with those movies. So to think that they're all going to be instantly swayed by what he does with this movie,
right. You
know, I think there's still going to be a big chunk of people that will find something to complain about. But I think it buys itself a lot of leeway just by the fact that they're doing it. Like, even if it's not great, we're all going to be...
I think it's entertaining.
And then, you know, we're going to compare it to what we got, and it's going to be like War and Peace, right? Or Gone with the Wind, right, or something. you know, so...
Yeah, I think the entire saga of this, you know, on camera and off camera, has just been very entertaining.
Well, and it's a little bit unprecedented, right? Like, nothing like this has ever happened before. I can't think of where they've ever gone back to the well and, like, recut, really kind of completely redid a movie all over. It was like when The Last Jedi came out and they had that petition to reshoot it and do a new movie. And we're like, well, that'll never happen. Well, that's exactly what they're doing here.
Probably not to the extent they're doing here, but they have had, you know, director's cuts before. They have had and come out years later.
Well, right, but I mean, they're usually just added scenes to the movie that was already shown. Like, this is a new thing. Like, this is not going to be what we had before. It's going to be completely different. If you look, again, if you read, I'm sure you'll read it later, but if you read that stuff that the Snyders were, you know, talking about in their statement, like, this is a completely new thing, completely different than what we got. So, I just don't know that this has ever been done before. It may not ever be done again. Although, hey, if it's really successful, maybe they go back to, like, Ernest Saves Christmas or something and try to bring that out and update it.
Well, you know. I mean, we did have, and it's funny, it's DC again, but we did have the Donner cut with Superman 2.
Yeah.
And it was edited, it was somebody else, I can't remember who it was, but Richard Donner had an idea for the movie, made the movie, but then it was edited by somebody else later. And it wasn't his version that came out.
Right.
I don't think it was. I don't remember exactly, but I do know that there is a quote unquote Donner.
Yeah, cut. I don't know because I've never seen that either. So.
And it. But the thing is that it does kind of say, like, all right, it has been done in the past. We'll have to look into that one.
Yeah.
But I do know that one, and it was called The Cut. So.
Right.
And I think I saw something on Twitter like a week ago or something about that too, about saying how long it took, like 25 years. So I haven't looked into that, but it's just this thing came up today and, like, you know more about it than I do. I just love the headlines. I love the news. That's
right.
It's great, great news and exciting for people like us.
Right.
What's the other big news?
Well, Ruby Rose.
I don't know. What's that?
Of course you know. Ruby Rose. You know all about it.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't that yesterday?
Well, night it dropped. I didn't see it until like 1 o'clock in the morning or something, so I don't know when it dropped. But
yeah, I thought something else big dropped today.
No,
but yeah.
But that's,
no, you're right.
You know, and honestly,
that's a
they
shocker.
Could, well, I was going to say, in regards to Ben Affleck on the Justice League movie, they could just Ruby Rose it and just recast. But, yeah,
recast the whole movie.
Yeah, well, just him.
No, I know, that's what I mean. Recast him in the whole movie.
Yeah, so yeah, obviously another little bit of a shocker. Not to the degree of the news we got with the Snyder Cut, but it was still very unexpected. You know, I just watched the season finale of that the other night. So,
yeah, I'm behind a few episodes. I want to kind of binge all that, but I. How was she for the rest of this? I liked
well,
her
I will
as it
say,
was.
I'll be honest with you. I think it's a terrible show, and I think she's a terrible actress. And I was really going to be
really?
I was really going to be done with this show. I was kind of looking for reasons to stop watching it anyway.
Now you got a reason to tune in.
Well, I would say this might actually be a reason to give it another chance, because I may not have come back for season two, with the exception of the fact that I know that she was going to be part of the crossover next year with Lois and Superman and Lois, or whatever that show's called. So I would have had to watch that. But so we'll see. It depends on who gets cast. An actress that plays on Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and I'm not familiar with her because I don't watch that show, but she was pretty vocal today about having interest in the part. I guess the only snag to that would be that that show has also been renewed for another season, so not quite sure how that would play out. But a lot of the fans seem to endorse her, you know, for the character. But like I said, I don't watch that show, so I'm not familiar with her. We'll have to see what happens. Later today, a couple of stories broke that her departure might not have been 100% her decision. Apparently there was a lot of tension on the set between her and the producers. She was unhappy, which makes the rest of the cast unhappy, which makes the whole production unhappy. So I think it was kind of a mutual parting of the ways. Yeah, I don't know. I just don't think she was very good. I'm not sad by this at all. I know you tweeted out that you were a little bit disappointed.
I said I was surprised. I'm not hugely disappointed. Yeah. Maybe I said a little disappointed.
I think you did. Because I wanted to make a point to ask you why, because I don't think she's very good.
But here's the thing is I don't think she's – it's not that I don't think she's very good. I don't think she's – not good at it. I don't think the shows Arrow was the best. I'd say Flash is a notch down for me. I'd say Legends, if you took Legends on face value, you would probably, if you just came in like some people do and they go, what the heck is this? You'd be like, this is corny.
It's just silly. Yeah.
It's silly, right? Silly. You wouldn't like it, right. But they lean into that.
Right.
You know, and that's part of what the show is.
Yeah, it's so the charm. It's the charm of the show is that it knows it's silly.
Exactly. So they lean into that. So then if that's part of the show and they're making it that way, then you get that. I feel like Batwoman is supposed to be dark and it's supposed to be people are assuming it's going to be like Arrow.
Right.
And I thought Arrow was way better.
Oh, yeah.
But I do enjoy Batwoman. And I've actually enjoyed Batwoman more this season than I enjoyed Supergirl.
Yeah, well, that's the other one, too. That, not to go down a tangent about the CW shows, but that show's kind of on the edge for me right now, too.
Yeah.
Like, it was one of my favorites, and now it just seems like every time she's talking, I want to punch her in the face. You know?
Oh, jeez.
It's just like, it's just so whiny and soap opery. Like, it really is starting to get on my nerves. And that whole thing, again, I think you're a little behind, but that whole thing with Alex now and having to become the latest to don a costume and look ridiculous.
Yeah.
It really went, I want to say something that I won't because you'll beat me out, but it really went up my butt sideways.
Oh, jeez. That's 2 weeks in a row you've edited yourself.
I have to because that's good. You got me on a PG. You can't be living in a PG world, so.
So, I still edit you.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. If they cast somebody that's got some charisma and bring something back to the role and, you know, to the show, we'll see. Like I said, I'll definitely give it another shot. But I think her leaving is the only thing that earned it another shot, for me at least. I know that's, you know, they weren't holding their breath waiting for me to come back, but I think that show was already on kind of shaky ground anyways.
Supergirl, you mean?
Well, back going back
Batwoman?
To Batwoman, yeah.
It
was possibly could be canceled and things. It wasn't finding a viewership, so like I said, we'll have to see what happens.
So what about this possibility? Because of the coronavirus and they don't have the opportunity really to develop new shows, they give this one last chance by recasting her. And so you have a crew intact, you have all the other actors, and you just, you take the time. And we also know that's in the news. Everything's been pushed to January.
Right. Well,
CW
said in their statement that they're committed to this show long term. So it's not that they're just going to give it one more season. I think
that's what they're going to tell you.
Yeah. Well,
they're not going to say we were going to dump it, but we have nothing else to do. So
they don't have anything to put on. So
that's not very good marketing. That's like, try this. I'm just going to throw it away.
Right. Does this smell bad to you?
Exactly. Right. So, you know what I mean? It's like the one that I'm surprised we haven't heard about, or maybe you did. Like I said, I'm kind of been off the social media. We haven't heard about any Arrowverse, the Canaries and Arrow. Did you hear any? I know that was supposed to be in May.
Yeah. I read something about that recently, that they're still on the table. I mean, there's definitely not been a final decision one way or the other, but that, because it was that and something else. They talked about two shows, not necessarily, another season of the 100 or so. I don't know. But okay. That neither one of them, it was a prequel to the 100, a prequel series, and then this series here. And that they were both still very much on the table, but no decisions are going to be reached, and they probably won't hit this, you know, they won't be ready for January, I don't believe, so.
Okay.
Yeah. So we'll have to see how those go. But yeah, kind of just to clarify something you said earlier. Yeah, CW has made a statement that they will have no original programming coming out until January of 2021. As far as new shows or any of their Arrowverse shows, they will have the final installment of Supernatural in the first half of the year, starting in September or early October. But other than that, like, none of their scripted shows will be back until January.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what I had heard. A lot of stuff's going to be like that.
Yeah.
I think, sports schedules are going that way. It looks like the next few months are going to be, you know, pretty dry when it comes to sports and
we're going to get a lot of
any
reality shows and game shows, right? Because those are super cheap and you can put them together in 10 minutes. And speaking of putting things together in 10 minutes, were you able to find anything about the Fury Files on Disney Plus? Because I couldn't find
it.
I don't.
Good question.
Yeah, wasn't there.
Very good question. So, I was looking on Friday morning.
Me too.
And there was, I actually saw people citing that, like, you can find it here and you can find, I'm like,
I didn't find it.
I updated my Disney Plus a bunch of times. Yeah. I'm like, maybe it just hasn't downloaded. I gave up after forgot about it until you just mentioned it.
Well,
but
yeah,
I couldn't find it.
I gave up after about 5 minutes, and I'm not really upset about it because I don't know that I was that excited for it in the first place, but I wanted to at least check
I
out
the
I
did find something that it was only like episode. 8 minute episodes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. So I'm not even going to bother with this, probably.
For all I know, I watched it.
Right. I saw a trailer and I couldn't find the rest of the show. Oh, that was the show.
Exactly. Yeah. I know. I don't know. But I forgot all about it until you just mentioned it. So what was I going to say? Oh, did you see Netflix, though? For content, we have Umbrella Academy Season 2.
I saw that. They have the
release believe,
date.
What's that, July 31st?
I think.
Did I see that right?
Past the headline, I didn't go any further. I just know that it's coming.
So. I am pretty sure. Hang on. I'm downloading right now, looking. Yep. Season 2 will be released on July 31st worldwide on Netflix.
That's awesome.
So we have that to look forward to.
Yep.
It's only 2 months away. A little over 2 months, so. Oh, man. What else we got?
Some Disney Plus news, as always. They have announced a...
Is this real?
This is real. Well, as real as the Fury Files. It's not debuting Friday, I'll tell you that.
Oh, okay.
They've announced a Percy Jackson series. So, I don't know if you saw any of those movies, but... Obviously, it's a very popular series of... kind of kid/young adult novels. But yeah, it's based on like the Greek mythology. You know, you have Athena and Poseidon and Zeus and all those.
Yeah, I've seen the trailers.
But yeah, so that I liked the Percy Jackson movie. Thought it was pretty good. So, you know, I'll definitely be down for this. It's probably geared more towards a younger audience, but I'll watch it anyways. Bunch of Star Wars news. It seems like we can't get away from season 2 of The Mandalorian. Now looks like they've confirmed that Sabine Wren is going to appear in season 2, along with Ahsoka and Bo-Katan. And that's all supposed to spin off into a live action series with all of them is what it sounds like. So, like, is this a live action Rebels season 5? It's kind of what it sounds like, which again would be awesome because how often do you go, like, I can't think of a season where I had like 4 seasons of animated and then I got a live action season 5.
Right.
So, that would be pretty awesome. And then if that's the case, does it mean casting of anybody else? Like, do we get an Ezra or, you know, spoilers, we can't get Kanan and Jarrus, but, you know, oh, and, they talked about Hera, appearing as well. So,
oh, wow.
That's pretty exciting. Like, I would love to see that. But yeah, this is all down for Mandalorian season 2. In addition, it looks like they've cast Timothy Oliphant to appear on Mandalorian season 2, which,
all right,
that's perfect to me.
Yeah,
because he's already a goddamn American Jedi. So,
so here's my question. Isn't that coming out like in the fall?
What? Mandalorian season 2?
Wasn't it slated for like,
it's already done. It's just, we're just finding all this stuff after the fact.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cause I'm like, oh, and we've cast this person and we've cast this person.
Well, this would all have to be done. It's just where,
that's what I mean.
It's just we're getting the news leaked out to us.
Okay.
So,
cause this is, I mean, it's a lot of,
it is.
How did this get leaked already?
I don't know, but
if they've already shot these roles or maybe,
it was all in that. They were all the popcorn seeds in the pan on the stove. And finally, like, they just pushed the lid off, you know, after 3 months of cooking and all the news is coming out. So
apparently,
but yeah,
where'd you come up with that analogy?
I was trying to think of something bubbling up and, you know, it came with
popping.
My buttered toast. So
I was just going to say, John, you got buttered toast going. You got, yeah. This. I mean, you're just rearranging.
It's all about the food
American
with me.
Vernacular.
I've told you that already.
I know that.
But again, now the rumor is that he might possibly be Boba Fett or be in the Boba Fett armor is something I was reading today. And that could just be people speculating.
I thought that was supposed to be.
Well, I know, because it was supposed to be Temur Temora Morrison last week. So,
yeah, and that's the only person that it would make sense to.
It
be
would
Boba
make
Fett.
Sense. Like, it wouldn't necessarily make sense for Timothy Oliphant to be Boba Fett.
A Fett. Right.
It could be another Mandalorian or, you know, again, could be anything, but I like it. He's a great actor. I love him. And I love everything he does. So, to me that's just a, I mean, not like I wasn't going to watch the show anyways, but.
Right. But, yeah, you were like Batwoman. You were on the fence.
Yeah.
And now.
But now that we have the American Jedi.
Right.
I'm on. More Star Wars news. It looks like Jimmy Smits is being rumored or talked about to reprise his role as Bail Organa on the Cassian Andor series. That would make sense in the timeline.
I was just going to say that just really solidifies the timeline.
Right. Yeah. And again, it would make sense for him to be there. So, again, I like
feel
him
like
as
Jimmy
well.
Smits is just always sitting by his phone waiting for that call for that.
Yeah.
Role.
It's like, hey, do you like want to be Bail Organa again?
That, yeah. I'm actually wondering which way it goes. Like, does somebody come up with an idea for a movie?
Or he's calling,
and then
he's on the
checks
phone.
The timeline and right. goes, I'm still alive. Put me in it.
Right. It's like, yeah, could be. Let's see what else. There's a ton of news again this week.
I know. I'm looking at it here. We got Emily Blunt.
Emily Blunt and The Rock are doing Ball and Chain, I think also for Netflix. This is a 90s comic I'm not super familiar with. I do know a little bit about it.
I was going to ask you, yeah.
Well, all I know is that they are a crime-fighting husband and wife who are basically estranged and want to be divorced. But they both have superpowers that only function when they're in proximity to each other. So, hence ball and chain. They can't stand to be around each other, but they can't be away from each other and still have their powers and do the hero thing. So, again, to me, it's Emily Blunt and The Rock. I'm down, you know.
Yeah.
Can't wait to see it. You know, I don't know what that puts into play as far as her jumping into an MCU role. But, I mean, if The Rock can do this and be Black Adam, then she could definitely be Sue Storm and either Ball or Chain. I don't know which one is which. But, yeah, something else to look forward to.
Yeah.
And cool. Then last but not least, again, we rumored this a while back, but now it looks like it's been officially announced that CBS All Access is going forward with the Christopher Pike Star Trek spinoff from Discovery. And again, I'm super excited for this because I thought they were great. I thought he was great on that season two. This is going to follow him and Spock and, you know, some of the other crew of the Enterprise in the timeline before Kirk took over as captain. So pretty excited cool. for that. And that's it as far as the news I had.
All right. I've got a few things. First off, hey, remember when we started this podcast and we tried to do home theater and comics?
I do.
And it didn't work?
I do.
Well, get this. We made it crossover the other night.
Yeah.
I was talking two nights ago with Tom Andre.
Yeah, I can't wait for that 2.5 hour podcast that I'm going to have to listen to on Friday.
Yeah, it's a long one. I had a blast. And I mean, we just kept going, both of us, back and forth. But his brother wrote a comic.
Oh, really?
His brother. And he's like, he gave me his information. And he's like, yeah, he'd be happy to come on. I'm like, oh, well, all right.
Cool.
Like, so we could maybe have a 2.5 hour, three hour podcast.
Oh, yay.
If he's anything like his brother. His brother's David Andre, and he wrote Resonant from Vault Comics. It came out last July.
Yeah, I definitely recognize the title. I don't remember reading it. But now I'll have
to. I thought
we
did. I just looked it up and I actually went through my books and I don't have it.
Okay.
I thought I did because I recognized the cover. But I definitely want to look into reading it again, and then we'll have him on.
Cool.
That would be fun. But look at that, a home theater crossover.
I know,
right
look
there.
At that. Yeah. We have our own Arrowverse going on.
Yeah, exactly. Let's see. What else do we got? We have some tweets this week. I know you saw Adriano's tweet to us.
Sure did.
With the bunch of, I mean, I don't know, should I read the whole thing?
It's pretty long.
Yeah, talking about BVS.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he actually really liked it.
Yeah.
Really likes the movie.
I agreed with his assessment that this was kind of like the sequel to the Batman movie that we didn't get.
Yes.
You know, and, yeah, again, how much more would we have liked this movie if that was the case? Like, if this wasn't supposed to be Superman 2, and this was actually Batman 2,
Right.
You know.
Right. But the thing is I felt like as I was reading his thoughts, I felt like if you've read the comics, you have that background. You know what I mean? Because we knew, they gave you snippets, as we said in the podcast, they gave you images that you're supposed to backfill on your own.
Right. But you can't put that kind of weight on the audience.
On the general audience.
Yeah.
Right.
Because most of your audience are not comic book readers. They're just moviegoers that won't have that background. Like, how many of them know that, you know, Jason Todd took over as Robin and Joker beat him to death with a crowbar? Like, nobody, most of them don't know that, you know?
Right. So. Maybe you'd hand out a pamphlet as you're way into the movie. Maybe comic book size pamphlet.
Yeah. A little eight page preview comic.
Yeah, no, and I get that, but it's already a 3-hour movie on the extended cut, and well, to try and I think that idea that he was talking about kind of plays to what we were saying, that they just jumped all in the middle, whereas when we talk about the MCU, they did a decent job of fleshing everybody out before you get there.
Right.
You know, it's unusual that you get a character as big as Batman, and this is no origin story of this version.
Right.
And we're at the end of his career.
Right. But now we've like, seen I
who could be dead in the next movie right. next year.
I mean, I agree with not giving us like an origin movie per se, because we've had Batman on screen several times. It was just like this, like the Tom Holland Spider-Man. Like, we had two movies, and neither one of them were really an origin movie, because they didn't feel the need to give us that, because we've seen it, you know, with the Tobey Maguire in the other version. So I think they leaned a little bit on the fact that if you're seeing this movie, you probably watched the Nolan trilogy, and you probably watched the Batman 89 movies. And everybody knows where Batman came from at this point. So I think that's why, you know, we didn't get a quote-unquote origin story for him necessarily. We just kind of jumped in the middle, or really, in his case, at the end of the story. Yeah. But yeah, there's been trauma in his life that's brought him to, I think, like what Adriano said, like the brutality that he was showing. You know, because again, the idea of a Batman that's branding his symbol into, you know, criminals on the street and things like that, that's not something we'd ever seen before. And
right.
You know, obviously something pushed him to that point. And like, to your point, they did show those images, and to comic book readers, you know, oh, well, he got pushed to that point because Joker killed Robin and this and that, but
well, he's suffered a lot of loss.
But most of your average viewers don't know that history as well, so.
Right. Yeah. But that's why, to me, I enjoy the movie. Yeah. I kind of get all that stuff. It sounds like Adriano does too.
Right.
And it does. It makes the movie that much more enjoyable. And, you know, oh, well. Let's see. Moving on. You saw that did you see the tweet from Ronnie the Baron on Twitter?
I don't remember.
He retweeted, asked if we'd seen this from Screen Rant, Star Wars, Ahsoka Tano, Disney Plus TV show reportedly in development. And then I reread it. So Ronnie the Baron at RonBar316, he tweeted at us, did we see that? And I said, we haven't seen the exact article, but I read the article. It basically says it's speculating.
It's all speculating, but I've read the same
speculated.
Article. Yeah, I've read the same article 10 different places.
Right.
Screen Rant, and we got this cover. Everybody's running it. And, you know, again, if enough sources are pointing to it, it's probably got some validity to it. But yeah, until an official announcement is made, you know, it
right.
could be anything, you know.
Yeah,
we still don't even have, you know, confirmation that that any of these people are going to be in the Mandalorian season 2.
Right.
For sure, because it's not like Dave Filoni or, you know, or Kathleen Kennedy have come out and said that they are, so.
Yeah. Let's see, what else? Do you have anything else?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
That wasn't enough? I thought I brought a lot to the table this week.
You did. I mean, you're breaking news, and obviously we had breaking news to actual breaking news
today.
Yeah,
it just happened today.
And, you know, getting the
and
podcast
it really dominated,
out tomorrow morning.
It dominated the news cycle today in regards to, like, social media nerd stuff anyways. Like,
right.
I saw that at least 900 times today.
Did you?
Yeah, it was all
I saw it like 6 o'clock tonight. And I saw it, and I was like, oh, wow. And it said it was only 3 hours old.
Oh, and yeah. Well, I've been seeing it since this morning. I saw it over breakfast. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yep. Big news. I was actually disappointed it was it's coming out in 2021.
Yeah,
me
too,
I thought they were breaking it, and it was going to come out and drop with HBO Max in like a week.
Well, one of the things they said was that it actually – is only coming out that soon because of the coronavirus. Because so many of the VFX houses are down and not doing work right now that they can slide their project in and start getting some right. work done because there's nothing else in production. Otherwise, it may have been 2023 or more before we got to see it. So,
Wow.
So the plus side of the virus is that we get the Snyder Cut.
Hashtag bright side. Yeah. So. See that? It is good. It is a good thing.
Yep.
Don't let anybody tell you any different, especially if you're living in Massachusetts.
Yeah, right.
All right. You ready to get to some books?
Sure.
All righty then. What am I going to spend my money on this week? I'm real excited for this Speculator's Corner, by the way. Sit back, everybody.
Yeah, just go in and buy anything. You know, we got new books today. Go in and buy something. That, you know, there's not a ton of new titles that came out. But, you know, if you're a regular weekly reader and one of your regular books didn't come in, just go in and pick up something. Stores have been waiting for weeks and weeks to be able to have new books on the shelf. So, I mean, I had a bunch of people come in today and just buy books off the rack that they probably normally wouldn't have bought and tried.
That's awesome.
Yeah, there's no real speculator books. It's just go in and buy something. If you're able to go out and go into your store. Like, I can't imagine you were able to get anything.
I can't.
Yeah.
Nope. So, we'll get to that when we get to checkout.
Yeah. Now, I know we get the luxury of having some digital copies sent to us because we do this podcast.
Yeah.
But as far as being able to go into your store, if you're able to, you know, definitely go in and try to pick up something.
Right.
So.
Yep. All right. That's it for Speculator's
Corner.
That was a great one, John.
Yeah,
thank you very much.
Put a lot of work
into
that.
Way to make it colorful.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, let's jump right to FOC. What do we have coming out on Monday?
Yeah.
What we need to sign up for on Monday.
Yeah, so this is like the opposite of last week's FOC, which was gigantic. This week's was kind of small again. It didn't seem like there was a lot. Like, there was a lot of line items on there, but that's because it listed all the Dynamite books. They all have like 13 covers. So it looked like there was, you know, pages of items on FOC, but when you really got into digging, it wasn't really all that much. So,
yeah.
The one thing we do have, though, we have one DC variant cover. This is for our Wonder Woman 757, Olivier Coppio. This is a pretty nice cover.
Very much watercolors.
Yeah. It was pretty interesting.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Yeah.
And then actually two new books from DC, I'll say, because neither one of these are actually series. But we have two one-shots. We have Batman the Smile Killer, this is actually like the epilogue to Batman Killer Smile. So this is going to be a prestige format book that kind of ties up that story in a one-shot with two covers. And then we have the Green Lantern 80th Anniversary Special. So this is just another one. You know, we've had a bunch of them this year already, where we're going to have, you know, 10 or 12 decades covers for Green Lantern.
Yep.
So there's a whole bunch of those books to choose from. And again, I would say, especially if you're in a place where you do have stores that are open, I can't imagine at $9.99 a piece, there's going to be a lot of stores taking a lot of chances on these books for the rack. So if there's a cover that you like, I would definitely get in there and place your orders for it. Because, you know, like I said, at $10 a piece, I'm not going to have a whole bunch of these on. I'm going to pick one or two that I really like and order a few of those, and then everything else is going to be subs only. So if you like one of these and you want it, tell your store what you want. Marvel Image really didn't have anything. From Boom, we have a brand – this was actually just announced the other day. It was kind of a surprise.
Yes.
It was dropped by James Tinian. Is writing this. Of course, he does Something Is Killing the Children for Boom, and he does Batman for DC. So this is Wind number one. Don't know a lot about the title other than that he's the, you know, obviously he's the writer on it and the creator, and there'll be three covers for that. So this is a Boom guaranteed title, so stores are probably going to order up on it. But I know you made this comment the other day on Twitter, and you know, I say it every time. If it's a boom and it's a number one, I'm going to pick it up and read it because I'm very seldom disappointed by what they put out. And then again, to go back to the speculators portion, it's a boom number one, and we know that there's a deal in place with Netflix. So anything can happen with any of these titles.
Right, right. Yeah, it's – yeah, boom is – it's – it's funny. When I saw this coming out, it's like you remember – it's been so long since I've been in the store. But you remember that it was like, oh, that's why I tweeted it. You look at that cover and it's like, boom, number one. And I don't even look at anything else.
Right.
I just take it, put it on my stack for the day and go. So I'm really looking forward to this one. It should be good. Should be good, especially in with Tinian.
Yeah. Yeah, it should be great.
Yep.
Should be good.
So is that all we got?
That's it, yeah. Like I said, it was a relatively small FOC. I didn't go through all the covers for all the Dynamite stuff, so there might be some good ones in there. If you like those titles, go to Previews World and take a look at all those covers because there's just too many of them to deal with.
So, right. You ready to get to checkout?
I am.
All right. What did you check out this week? Or do you want me to go first?
No, let me go first.
All right, you go first.
I'll go first. So, because, I mean, obviously, we haven't had new comics to read in a while, so I was super excited to be able to sit down and read some new comics today for the checkout. And then I read Ludocrats number one. so, this
Nudie's back.
Yeah, this book is from Image Comics. Ludocrats.
Hey, let me look at my list for next week. Ludocrats.
Ludocrats number one of five. Written by Kieran Gillen, who I actually usually really like, and with art by Jeff Stokely and Tamara Bondvillain. I don't know. series premiere. I just don't know what this book was about. Like, I really dislike reading a brand new comic that gives you like absolutely zero explanation or world building. Like, you just dumped in the middle of this weird world, and like I had just had no idea what was going on in this book. The art was okay, but it just didn't make any sense to me. Like, I don't know, I just really didn't know what was going on. I didn't know what was happening at all.
The covers I'm looking at look SpongeBob-ish.
Yeah, like, well, they were very cartoonish.
Yeah, very cartoonish.
But it was also like, very adult. Like, there's nudity in it, and there's a lot of some language and blood, and, you know, it's definitely an adult book, even though it's kind of drawn a little cartoony. But
that's a good warning, because if you look at it, it looks like you hand it off to your kid.
Yeah. No, it's not, like, pervasive nudity or anything. Like, it's not overtly sexual, but, I mean, there was definitely some nudity in the book. So it's not a kid's book by any means. So according to just the synopsis that I have here, I guess just so you can have an idea, it's the ludicrous aristocrat. It's a fantasy world of Dune and an M-rated Asterix and Obelix. Well, I don't even know what that is.
Well, I know M-rated. That's mature-rated, right. But...
Baron
Asterix and Obelix.
Must have been another title that I'm not familiar with. Baron Otto von Hades and Professor Hades 0K are here. So I don't know. This sounds like it might be characters we were already supposed to know. Maybe from Asterix and Obelix. I don't know.
I don't know.
Maybe now that I'm looking at this, I'll have to do a little bit more research on that and see if this is somehow...
And then maybe you'll like it.
Maybe this is somehow a... like a sequel series, which would make a little sense because, like I said, even when we get to the next book that I'm going to talk about, which was also a number one, but I mean, they did a better job of setting up, you know, obviously it's like the first issue or first episode of any TV show. You know, you don't know any of the characters. You don't really know what's going on. And it's the job of that production to introduce you to all of this stuff. So maybe this is the second part of a story that we were already supposed to know the beginning to. But I was completely lost. I really didn't have any idea what was happening. And it just seemed so over the top, and it didn't make any sense to me at all. So I can't say I really enjoyed it, but...
That's too bad.
Yeah, because I mean, it was a big issue that came out today. I ordered more copies of this than any other book that came out because it was it was an image guarantee. So I always go heavy on those because I can return them if they don't sell. But I don't know. I'm not personally going to be recommending this to everybody that comes in,
right?
Because I didn't really enjoy it.
And it didn't have that COVID effect of like it's a Ritz, like
nope.
It's been a while.
No, that's what I was thinking. Wow. Like I said, because this was actually the first book I read. And again, it's the first comic I've read since my store shut down. With the exception of a few issues I tried to read of Sandman that I didn't really get very far with that either because I couldn't get into it. But this was the first comic I've read, so I was really looking forward to it. But let me down a little bit. I didn't really enjoy it. So were you able to read anything?
No.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why. Yes, we got, what do we get? A handful of digitals from DC and Marvel.
Yep.
And were any of those new books?
I didn't even look at the list, to be honest with you, because I was going to have them all in store. So.
Okay. I didn't see anything jump out at me as being a new, and because it was only DC and Marvel.
Right.
But here's the thing. I could have, I saw like Year Zero and you got coming up and Ludacris, any new books that are coming out.
They were all on Comixology.
Right. But here's the thing for me. I'm very disappointed in what happened here. I feel bad for the comics bookstores, and I was really looking forward to reading books this week. I'm tired of digital.
Yeah.
I didn't want to do that. And I know for the show's purposes, I could have read digitally or whatever, but I was really looking forward to flipping pages today. And even like Resonance, I want to buy that because I thought I had it, and that's the one I was going to read or reread, and I thought I had it and I didn't. So I just want to get back to the store. I want to open some books, and so that's why I have nothing to read this, because I didn't want to read digitally anymore. I'm like, I don't mind mixing it in here and there, but I'm dying to get back to the store.
Yeah.
So that's all I have to say about that.
Okay.
Because I don't want to go off on a rant.
All right.
But yeah.
So I read one more book. I read Year Zero, number one. This is from AWA, which is Artists, Writers, and Artisans, which is a pretty new.
I have high hopes for this.
Yeah, it's a pretty new company. But we've talked about a couple of their books already. I can't remember.
I don't know if there's been one we didn't like.
Yeah, I can't remember the one talked about right before we shut down, but I know we both really liked it. There was Hotel, there was Resistance.
Yep.
But there was another one that I really liked. And I can't, now it escapes me, but
yeah, there were a bunch of them, cuz I read one, went back to the store and got the other one. Yeah. It was the Archangel.
Oh, the Archangel, which I actually haven't even read that one still. So
I loved that one. Archangel 8.
But I remember you talking about that. So this is written by Ben Percy. He's actually doing Wolverine for the new Wolverine series for Marvel right now.
Yep.
He's been writing for Marvel for a while. And it has art by Ramon Rosanes, and he did Star Wars Age of Resistance. Also for Marvel. So I was a little hesitant about this because it's yet another book that has to do with like the zombie apocalypse. Post-apocalyptic. but again, this is another zombie apocalypse. But this, so this takes place kind of like in the very beginning of the outbreak. You're introduced to several characters all are in different parts of the world. So it's like a day in the life of each one of these people when when this hits, and they all have their first interactions with, like a zombie. I think they did a good job on making you interested in each one of the kind of sub stories that were going on with each one of the characters. So they all came off as compelling and interesting characters. The art was really good and the writing was really good. At the end of the day, again, it just seems like it's another, it's going to be another zombie book. But it had a really cool ending that I'm not going to go into because that's the one thing that, I don't want to spoil. but it was something I've never seen before. It was something brand new to the idea of the zombie phenomenon, I guess, and where they might have originally come from.
Cool.
Which I thought was pretty cool. So
color me intrigued.
Yeah, so overall, yeah, I do recommend this book. I liked it quite a bit. Again, and they're a new company, so I think we should support new companies that, you know, for a new company, they've got some pretty good talent because, you know, in this one, like yeah. I said, they got Ben Percy. They've got some established creators working on these books and, you know, seems like they're trying to do it right. So,
yeah, I don't know the talent like you do, like recognize them from other things, unless of course I read it and they say wrote this.
Right.
But I know from reading the books, I love the way these books are being, they're very creatively written.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to see how this one ends. Like you said, it's like, but I thought Archangel 8 and was, like I said, something like I hadn't seen before.
Right.
But yet it had stuff from everything that you've seen before.
Right. Well, and the same thing here, right. Very, it's pretty cool. You have the very familiar zombie apocalypse, but it had some new elements in it, which,
right.
Like I said, I thought were interesting. So
it's pretty cool because it kind of, without having even read this, but from what I know from the other books, it feels like they're like, hey, we're going to, you know, reel you in with what you think you know.
Right.
And then, like, smack you with, like, ha-ha, you thought you had this figured out. You thought you were reading just another name the genre.
Right.
And they turn it on its
now,
head.
Now, again, how interesting it remains going forward from here, well, it will remain to be seen because it could also just,
to be honest,
just turn
yeah.
into another Walking Dead. But, you know, that's up to now the writers to take it somewhere different. We'll have to see where it
right.
goes. But the hook was
they're such a new company. We just know they're really good at number one.
Exactly. You know, just thanks to the coronavirus, as opposed to the zombie virus, we've not been able to get any number twos. What was funny about the end of Ludocrats, as I got to the last page and it said, look for issue two on May 6th. I was like, yeah. Well, that was 2-3 weeks ago. And,
yeah,
so I thought that was funny.
Yeah. Yeah, well,
not
I see
funny,
that a
but,
lot with yeah, it's sad.
Sad.
I've seen that a lot with books that I've been like interested in, and you're like, oh, it's supposed to be out, but yeah. Oh well,
it's funny because right. you know I had a bunch of people coming in today looking for all these books that they thought were coming out, and it's like, what about this and this and this and this? I was like. Like, where have you been living for the last 5 weeks?
Right.
Like, have you been under a rock? Like, there's a little pandemic going on that, you know, not to be disparaging to any of my customers or any of them that may be listening, but...
hey, wait.
You're so
they're
dumb.
They're sitting there, they're going,
yeah,
that was me.
That was me. But it's like, I just had to laugh. It's like, where have you been for the last couple of weeks? So...
Yeah, well, I mean, maybe some people just assume that if it was supposed to be out, it's just backlogged and everything was going to drop today.
Right. Like, yeah, because I had a couple people coming in looking for like 5 weeks worth of comics that they thought basically everything was just going to flood into the store today.
So say what you want because clearly they're not listeners.
Right. Yeah, exactly, because we've clearly outlined that multiple times.
right.
But yeah, it's funny. And, you know, again, I thought that may happen too in the beginning. We just didn't know. But,
right.
But yeah, it was funny.
That was like at Jen's wedding shower when we were getting married. I dropped her off there and everybody, you know, it's supposed to be a surprise.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, surprise. And then, of course, everybody goes, what's the first question you ask somebody after you surprise them? Did you know?
Right. Were you surprised?
Right. Now we're standing in front of a room filled with women that put this thing on for her, and Jen's standing there and all like, and I'm standing next to her. And I'm like, they all like, were you surprised? And she goes, no. Somebody told me they sent me an RSVP and told me they couldn't make it today.
Right.
And I was like, what kind of idiot did that? And she goes, shh. I go, what do you mean, shush, they're not here?
She's like, it was you.
yeah, wasn't me.
They're not here because they told you they weren't coming.
You're right, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, what are you embarrassed about? Yeah. They clearly aren't here and they should be called out.
Yeah,
so,
that's funny.
But yeah, it's fun. They're not listening. They have no idea when books are coming out. Right. Have at it. All right, We got anything else?
I don't think so.
All right. That was pretty quick, nice show.
Yeah, pretty quick episode.
Tidy. Yeah. Big news.
Yeah, a lot of news not a lot of comic talk, which is kind of what it's been lately anyways, but.
Well, we had some comic talk. You read two books. Yeah. I think next week we could have a busy week.
We'll have, definitely have some more.
Hoping that, Friendly Neighborhood's open and I can get in there and get my books. I buy them from you, but I wouldn't even have them in time for the show.
That's right.
That's kind of
pointless.
Couldn't
get them to you.
Right. So, let's see what else we have. We're going to cleanse our palate with the Snyder Cut coming out. We had no idea that was dropping today, but we are going to cleanse our palate on Monday with Superman from 1978.
Yes, we are.
And it is a palate cleanser. I'll tell you that. In my opinion, I have to tune in on Monday to see if we differ.
Right.
But, So, how's everybody doing out there? Keep the comments coming. Let us know on Twitter at @brightside_chat. You can email us at brightsidechat@gmail.com. Check out all the great podcasts at Nerdy Legion at nerdylegion.com. And if you're on iTunes, please rate, review, and subscribe. It's been a while since we've gotten a review.
Yeah.
It's been quite a while. So we could really use some fresh ones.
Yeah.
That would help. Really could help. So, all right. Have a great week. Can't wait for more speculation on now that the Snyder Cut is real. I got to imagine the speculation is going to go through the roof.
Oh, I imagine so.
So, should be fun.
Yep.
But we'll see you on Monday. Have a great weekend.
Take care, everyone.
Hey, Fred. Thanks for listening to the Bright Side Chat. We have a few sponsors we'd like to mention. Arkham Comics and Games of Pearland, Texas. You can find them at arkhamcomicsandgames.com, one word. A. Pennyworth's Comics and Collectibles in Matthews, North Carolina. You can find them at apennyworthscomics.com. Apothesis Comics and Lounge in St. Louis, Missouri. You can find them at apothesiscomicsstl.com. Friendly Neighborhood Comics of Bellingham, Mass. You can find them at friendlycomics.com. Legends Comics and Games of Littleton, Mass. You can find them at legendscomics.com, comics with an X. And also Rubber Chicken Comics of Bellingham, Mass. And you can find them at rubberchickencomics.com. So what's cool is all of our sponsors have agreed to give our listeners a 10% discount on any comics we talk about in our podcast. So if you hear it in our podcast, just go into any of the stores that we've mentioned and tell them you listen to the Bright Side Chat and you heard about this comic there, and they will give you a 10% discount on any of those books. Hopefully you guys can take advantage of that, and thank you to all of our sponsors. This has been a Hey Fred production with theme music by Jeff Bernhardt and Throne Vault Productions.